This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because you can never have too much Jay Powell in the program, here is one more from the Fed chair today talking about the national debt and how much more of it we have now than we did 6 weeks ago with those big rescue packages.
This is not the time to act on those concerns. This is the time to use the great fiscal power of the United States to do what we can to support the economy and try to get through this with as little damage to the longer-run productive capacity of the economy as possible.
To be clear, Powell did say we are going to have to act on those concerns eventually, so we asked Marketplace's Andy Euler what that might entail.
Given the gravity of COVID-19, most economists agree with the government spending big.
We are spending it at the right time. We need to make ends meet for a lot of people.
But George Barrow at Rice University says we can't ignore the long-term consequences of the debt we're racking up.
I don't think we can just wish it away.
He says politicians never want to tell voters about the need to balance the budget through tax hikes or spending cuts. Brian Riedel, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says that's been the problem for a long time.
The United States built $9 trillion additional dollars of debt during what was the longest economic boom in American history.
And instead of paying down debt, we passed tax cuts and more spending bills. David Primo at the University of Rochester says there's a problem with the argument some offer that we don't have to worry about debt as long as there's economic growth.
If the government has to print money to pay our debt, and it's just not feasible to raise taxes to do so, interest rates are going to go up. That means that inflation is going to be a problem.
And higher interest rates would mean debt eating up a big part of the federal budget. Maya McInnes is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
The cost of very small increases in interest rates is very high because our debt load is so high.
That puts pressure on the Fed to keep rates low, particularly with an economy that's been hit so hard. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.